Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the Knoxville Public Library Director, Rosalind Thompson, to talk about the upcoming Iowa Flag Day event. First of all, Rosalind, take us through those proclamations first with the state governor, Terry Branstad, and how that all happened. I know you were in attendance for that. What was that like being at the Capitol for him to read that for you?
The Capitol building is a wonderful place to be, and especially the world-famous law library. But on that day, we were in the governor's office, and there was a strong delegation from Knoxville representing Knoxville, and the governor signed the proclamation making March 29th Iowa Flag Day, and the year 2017 marks the 100th anniversary of the design of the flag.
So now moving forward, I know most Knoxville residents, Marion County residents, know why the Iowa State Flag Day is so important to Knoxville, but give a little bit of history, if you can, to the listeners, why exactly it's so important here in Knoxville.
Well, Knoxville is known as the birthplace of the Iowa flag, and Dixie Cornell Gebhardt was a resident of Knoxville, and she was very instrumental in the DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution Society, and she then designed the flag, and it was accepted and officially adopted into legislation in 1921.
So 96 years of being the Iowa State flag that was designed here. Now, because of that, you guys are going to be having some events coming up on the 29th, kind of a big celebration of that. If you can, take the listeners through what exactly does the Knoxville Public Library got going on March 29th?
Well, there are a lot of activities going on, and they will actually be at different locations, but the official flag raising ceremony will be at 10 o'clock in front of the chamber at the flagpole there, and we have the Iowa National Guard present and the Beatty Tucker Post, the American Legion, present, and they will do the official raising of the flag. And then the Knoxville High School Band will be present, and they, not everyone knows that there's an official Iowa flag song, but we have the music to it, and the band will be playing that. And North Star Elementary School kids will be singing some songs also. And then at 10:30, we'll have the preschool story time and craft, and that's what we usually have on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. And then at 1 o'clock, we have a special program, a special speaker, Michael Chapman, who is a famous author, and he used to be the publisher of the Iowa History Journal. And he has written books, and he is very famous for interviewing people such as Muhammad Ali. He has spoken with Nixon. He has talked to Ronald Reagan and has written several books. He has written a book in particular called Iowans of Impact. And so the program that he'll present at 1 o'clock at the library will be called Iowans of Impact, where he will talk about world-famous Iowans. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll be at Memorial Hall, and there'll be a carnival set up. And so we encourage families to come out and participate in the activities. There'll be balloon artists, face painting, crafts, games, coloring sheets, and so on. And that's open to families.
Now, part of that carnival, you will have, I saw, a passport for kids and families to fill out at the locations they've gone through throughout the day, that they have a chance to win a $50 drawing or a $50 basket, if you will, a gift basket. Can you take the listeners through what exactly the basket will entail, and what all do these children or families have to do to try to earn that basket?
Right. Thanks to the Hartzell family, they've designed a passport that people can pick up in different locations. And as they visit all the activities going on, they'll receive stickers, and their names will be entered into a drawing for a gift basket filled with coupons and prizes from local vendors. And the passports are available at different locations, and the locations that they will visit would be the library, the chamber, Memorial Hall, the courthouse, Marin County Courthouse, and also Dixie Gebhardt's grave site at Graceland. We just want people to pay attention to all the different locations and just to honor her.
Now, where can residents find out more information about the Iowa State Flag Day event that's going down on March 29th?
They can visit the library's website. They can also call us at 828-0585. They can also visit the chamber's website or call them at the chamber. And they can also access Facebook and see all the different activities going on.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.